Thank you. This is David Lewis, and this is the Institute of Biblical Eschatology. The church is not programmed for defeat. Jesus said in Matthew 16, "Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven." The Savior said the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Now, along with my co-author, Daryl Hicks, I have written a documentary book entitled The Todd Phenomenon, Ex-Grand Druid versus the Illuminati, Fact or Fantasy. If you've not been listening for the last 3 days, then you'll need to get this book or get this tape so that you'll have all the information on the background of the Illuminati. You may write to me, David Lewis, 2261 East Livingston, Springfield, Missouri, 65803, and send any size of offering, and we'll send you the book on the Illuminati and John Todd. Or you may write to this radio station. Send an offering, please, of some size to any size you want of offering to help defray the expense. The book sells for $1.95 in the bookstores, and then there's postage and so on. But we'll send out the book for any size of offering at all. Anything that will help defray the expense. Now, the Bible tells us that the church is God's instrument of power and is programmed for victory in the last days. The devil is trying to hinder the church today through an attitude of defeatism. Some prophesy of coming oppression as if it were inevitable. Remember Nineveh. God's judgmental warning was given by Jonah, and the Ninevites responded. They repented, and the judgment did not fall. With the authority that is invested in us, Christians can battle the forces that hell hurls against us. We can bind the spirit of Antichrist. In a day when many in high places would like nothing better than to destroy the church, we dare not give up in despair. The Holy Spirit working through the church is revealed in 2 Thessalonians 2 as the force that hinders the man of sin, the final Antichrist, from being revealed as long as the church is in the world. If our very presence in the world is doing this, think of what we can do if we consciously exert the believer's authority to bind the powers of hell. James 4:7 says, "Submit yourselves therefore unto God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you." Now, the strange teachings of Johnny Todd have started a cult-like movement across America, and he's gotten most of his followers from Pentecostal, charismatic, evangelical, and fundamentalist circles. John Todd frequently talks about Philip Rothschild, the head of the Illuminati, as being our ultimate enemy. Todd says, and he's not telling the truth in this, that he visited the Rothschild mansion. In some tapes he says in Glasgow, Scotland, on other tapes in London, England. He claims to be personally acquainted with this man of mystery. Actually, John Todd did not begin to speak about the Illuminati until after hearing of it on tapes following his conversion. He had one of his ex-wives, Sharon, research the subject for him in the library in Los Angeles. I flew to San Antonio some months ago as we were writing the book on the Todd Phenomena to interview Sharon and a number of other people that have known John Todd for quite a few years. She told how that she researched the subject in the library and John started using the material. Everything Todd says about the Illuminati can be gotten from books, except his reference to Philip Rothschild and his attacks on Christian leaders. He's the only one, as far as I know, that talks about a Philip Rothschild. The complete Rothschild genealogy verifies very little of Todd's information. The family begins with Mayor Amschel Rothschild, who was born in 1744 and died in 1812. He was the bearer of the Rothschild name. The name derives from the fact that in the Jewish ghetto, the family had a red shield on the door of the home, hence the name Rothschild, S-C-H-I-L-D-T, red shield in German. Nathan, the son of Meir, was the founder of the English branch of the family. There is no Philip Rothschild present or resident or ever was resident in the British Empire. Now there is a Philippe, which is the French form of Philip, resident in France. He was born in 1902. That would make him 77 or 78 years old. He is the son of Baron Henry Rothschild of Paris. He has a son and a daughter. His first wife was killed by the Nazis in World War II, and he is remarried. He is a wine producer and an artist. His business and personal activities are well documented. There's no way that he could fit Todd's description of the strange Philip Rothschild of London, whom Todd says is the very embodiment of the devil, Lucifer. It is apparently just another of Todd's fantasies. Another of Todd's fantasies is that he says that Jimmy Carter has been chosen by the Rothschilds to be the third Adam, the son of Lucifer, the very Antichrist. He says that riots and revolutions will break out in this country by late fall of this year. Jimmy Carter will declare martial law. He will become the dictator of America. There will never again be another free election. And Jimmy Carter, through the Trilateral Commission, will rule the 10 nations, and ultimately he will rule the world. He is the Antichrist. Now, I don't believe that. I don't believe that Jimmy Carter is the Antichrist. That's just another fantasy that people are spreading about, just like they spread around the fantasy that Kissinger was the Antichrist, and that Hitler and Mussolini were the Antichrist. The Antichrist won't be revealed until after the church is taken out of the world. Todd claims that he knows the Rothschilds personally, but there's no way of testing his claims since he scorns documentation. There's no evidence for the existence of Philip Rothschild except for Todd's claims. His claims have proven spurious in so many areas that one is forced to question this as well. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to have the book on the John Todd cult, or the John Todd movement, whichever you want to call it, we'll be happy to send it to you. Send any size of offering, and we'll send you the book. You can order it in care of this radio station. Actually, you can order it through your local Christian bookstore, and just tell them that it is entitled The Todd, T-O-D-D, Phenomenon, by Daryl Hicks and David Lewis, published by New Leaf Press. New Leaf, you know, like turn over a new leaf, Press, in Harrison, Arkansas. We battle against principalities and powers. There are conspiratorial organizations that want to take over the world. In refuting John Todd, we do not refute the idea that there are those who conspire for world government. But our warfare is not against politicians per se. It is against the forces behind all the evil of this world. I would like to read from 2 Thessalonians chapter 10, beginning with verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. We do not discourage any person from being involved in any aspect of politics or exposing of evils or working to abolish those evils. But people like John Todd try to lay a burden of guilt on Christians who do not follow his prescribed course of action. We must remember that these things are not the primary calling of the church. These things may or may not be allowed, but they are not commanded. God could personally lead one to this type of activity, being involved in the political spectrum. I believe God does lead people in this way. But that is a secondary thing, and it takes the leading of God. There are basic primary commands laid down in the scripture that all of us must heed. There should actually be far more Christians involved in civic and world affairs. Every Christian should seek God's will in this realm for his own life. But we do know that we're all to be involved in binding the spirit and the force of Satan and Antichrist in the last days. Now, John Todd's Illuminati theory, that is the way he treats the theory, encourages a defeatist program. I talked to him on the phone, and he said this is the one place that he disagrees with Bert Clendenin, the editor of the Voice of Victory publication. Todd said that Clendenin believes in an end-time revival as a possibility. But Todd said, I don't believe that that is a possibility. I don't believe that it's possible for the church to have revival. Now, I'm talking to you about what John Todd said to me personally on the telephone. Now, those who know Todd tell us that he lives in perpetual fear. And you know he's preaching exactly what the devil wants the church to believe. No revival, no hope, only retreat and defeat as the end times approach. But it is faith in God that removes mountains. It is faith that brings revival. It is faith that defeats the enemy. If Satan can get us to believing for failure, if the devil can get us to believing for defeat, then that is what we will have. But God wants you to believe and pray for victory in the end times. It is possible for revival to come if God's people will hear his voice and if a band of intercessors will begin to call upon his name, as we read in 2 Chronicles 7:14. When God's people pray and confess their sins, God says he will hear from heaven and heal the land. It is high time to stop believing Satan's lying claims to invincibility. God is omnipotent, not Satan. And God is willing to move on behalf of his people. But God cannot answer prayers that are not prayed. He seeks for a man to stand in the gap, to fill in the hedge, to fill in the gap before the Lord, that the land should not be destroyed. Will you be that intercessor? Will you be the one upon whom God can depend as we battle the powers of darkness and world conspiracy in the last days? Let's go forward for God and fight against the foe. Don't give in to the man of sin. Our God is mighty and we're bound to win. Satan has an evil force to fight against the Lord, so put on your armor. Take up your sword. We're going in the name of the Lord. In the scripture, we're commanded not to be afraid. See Philippians 1:28. Thank God his word is still true. Satan does not hold all the trump cards. God is the overcomer. To run and hide would be exactly what Satan wants. Satan has persuaded Christians many times to disengage from life. The last two centuries have left him laughing at white-robed religious zealots standing on the mountains, waiting, defeated. Let us not be engaged in another mindless, frenzied effort, but let us put our confidence and our faith in Almighty God. Jesus said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. This brings to the conclusion the four lessons on the world conspiracy. There's a lot more material available, and we've told you how you can get the tape or the book. Until tomorrow, then, this is your Bible teacher, David Lewis, saying goodbye, and may God richly bless you.